Sanctuary Chicago, ICE agents seek custody of illegal alien accused of violently raping woman. By John Binder on October 22, 2025. An illegal alien, released into the United States by former President Joe Biden's administration, is being sought by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, after having allegedly violently raped a 54-year-old woman in August in the sanctuary city of Chicago. A real-life nightmare, this criminal, who J.B. Pritzker continues to protect, viciously attacked an innocent woman who was walking the streets of Chicago. The Department of Homeland Security's, DHS, Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement. According to ICE, illegal alien Lader Jefferson Arauz Medina was first released into the U.S. Interior after having been encountered by Border Patrol on September 17, 2024, near Eagle Pass, Texas. On July 17 of this year, Arauz Medina was ordered deported from the U.S. by a federal immigration judge. After he was released into the U.S. and made his way to Chicago, police say Arauz Medina grabbed a 54-year-old woman by the hair, dragged her across the street as she screamed, forced her into an alleyway, threw her to the ground, strangled her, and forcefully ripped off her clothes. Police allege Arauz Medina repeatedly slammed the back of the woman's head to the concrete ground, which prompted her to lose consciousness. When the woman regained consciousness, Arauz Medina allegedly continued to rape her as she tried to fight him off. Arauz Medina allegedly ran from the scene when a passerby spooked him. The woman then allegedly walked down the street, naked, asking for help, and eventually received help from a man working a nearby food truck. This monster was released into our country by the Biden administration. Governor Pritzker and his sanctuary policies protect criminal illegal alien rapists over American citizens, McLaughlin said. We will do everything in our power to ensure this wicked criminal never walks our streets again. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.